The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
It is 8 minutes after 9 on this Tuesday morning from the Parmar Store Studios. Here's Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. I am Dave Allen. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Welcome to 580 Live. Brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group. We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store Studio. If there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. And your Parmar stores would like to invite all golfers to take part in the 32nd annual Brian Joswiak Joe's Knows Kids Legends Golf Class. It's happening this Thursday through Saturday in Morgantown. Now, things are going to get underway Thursday night with food fellowship and a live auction at Tropics in Morgantown. Friday is the golf outing at Lakeview Resort in Morgantown, followed by the awards, dinner, and music from the Marshall Lowry Band and Bridges Cross at the Lake House. Then on Saturday, it's fishing at Cheat Lake. All proceeds, important thing, all proceeds benefit the WVU Medicine Children's Hospital. And if you'd like more, you can visit Joe's Knows Kids. It's spelled J-O-Z-N-O-Z, Joe's Knows Kids Legends Golf Classic on Facebook. It's brought to you by Pepsi and Parmar Stores. And remember, if there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon. Delegate Kayla Young is going to join us in the second part of the show. But we're going to do something a little bit different today. We really haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about this. We have actually one guest that is virtual, so to speak, no pun intended, considering our subject today, and one is in studio. We have with us Doug Cipolletti, who's in studio with us, and we have Cheryl Staley, who is on the phone, and they're going to talk about the West Virginia Virtual Academy. Doug, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dave. Thanks for having us.
And Cheryl, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here. And again, we're kind of going back and forth between one who's virtual and one who's in studio. Doug, let me start with you. Describe your role, what it is that you do.
Well, I think my technical title is executive director. And so my role is to oversee the entire operations of the West Virginia Virtual Academy and make sure that we are providing the information to our board, which is the Mountain State Learning Solutions. So partnering and ensuring that we achieve everything that we said in our charter application, and also making sure that the students are engaged and achieving the results that we've set forth for them.
And Cheryl, if you would do the same, what exactly is your role in all this?
So, like Doug, my official title is the academic administrator, but basically I'm the school principal. So my role is really making sure that we have the best possible teachers delivering the best possible curriculum to our students in a supportive and enriching environment.
And this is all done virtually. So let me give the listeners some background here. And if I get anything wrong, feel free to jump in and correct me. The school is a full-time public school program for students in grades K through 12, authorized by the West Virginia Professional Charter School Board. Doug, let me start with you. Since I got that part right, why is this needed? Why is this a necessity, in your opinion? Where did all this come from?
Well, I think a lot of parents over the past few years have come to appreciate online learning and are interested in continuing that with their children. I think a lot of students have understood that this is a good option for them. They thrived in the virtual environment. And I just want to give thanks to our elected officials who were very proactive in passing legislation to make this an available option for students who want to choose that route for their kids.
Doug, I'm going to have you pull that microphone up just a little bit, if you will. Okay. Yeah, there we go. I think that's pretty good. Cheryl, you want to follow up on what Doug just said, your thoughts?
I think one of the beautiful things about virtual education is that we can provide a high-quality service to families throughout the state and give them this environment where families are invested a little bit differently in their kids' education. Our parents can get involved more actively we can work with kids who might be, you know, elite athletes or elite actors, and we can meet their needs and meet them where they're at in their lives. And so it's a really wonderful option to support our families and their needs.
And guys, I guess COVID forced a lot of parents and students into the virtual learning world. Many hated it. You know, it wasn't for them. But some parents, in talking to my friends that are parents and grandparents at my age now, found that their kids thrived in that environment. Doug, you want to talk about that?
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think so many parents, they saw their kids really enjoying the learning activities and the opportunity to learn in an environment that was best suited for them. And I think that's one of the things that Stride is able to provide, which is something very critical that I just want to point out.
Now explain what Stride is.
Okay. So Mountain State Learning Solutions is our charter, and they have partnered with Stride to provide the curriculum. So Stride is a nationwide program. They've been in existence for many, many years. I believe since that's who we work for, has served over 2 million kids. And one of the things that they are able to provide is it's a ready-built technology platform. So this is their business, is to provide virtual learning for students. We have interactive standards that also can be paired with offline content. And we are delivering this curriculum and content with state-certified teachers. So students have a blend of actually working with a state-certified teacher, delivering direct instruction through a virtual means, as well as we pair that with offline content. So students are then able to do things in an asynchronous manner. So Stride is the provider. Mountain State Learning Solutions is the charter, and that's our board that we provide all of our data to.
And Cheryl, I'll open this up to you as well, and you or Doug, you're the one that wants to answer this. How do you go about finding instructors for these schools?
I mean, we recruit teachers just like any other school district does. Mm-hmm. So we are, you know, we interview. What I like about our system is our teachers have to do an online interview as well. And then I spend a lot of time interviewing and talking with teachers. And then once we onboard them, you know, this is my 10th year as a virtual educator, and I'm working with teachers to make sure that they have the skills to actually deliver online instruction. So it's a little bit different teaching virtually than it is teaching, you know, in a physical classroom. So we're working really hard with the teachers to bring their skills, refine their skills, and I've been working with them the last few weeks because most of our instructional staff has started, and they are amazing. I am just completely blown away by the quality of this staff. And they're all certified. They're all excited. They are like chomping at the bit to get in the classroom with these kids.
Are you currently still in need of teachers or instructors?
We still need two teachers. We need a like everybody else, we need a secondary science teacher, and we need one other secondary teacher. But what's nice about being part of this larger Stride organization is that we have access to teachers. So if for some reason we can't find a science teacher for day one of school, I can get a certified teacher still in our classrooms. And I think that's really important that the quality of our instruction remains high, that we have those certified teachers.
We're talking with Doug Cipolletti and also Cheryl Staley about virtual learning, the West Virginia Virtual Academy. I guess the big question is guys, the big question probably on everybody's mind listening today is, who pays for this?
Well, we are a public school. Mm-hmm. So as a public school, we qualify for state funding. And the difference is we are open to every county throughout the state. So we're not tied to just a specific county offering a virtual option. We're available to every county throughout the state. There's no tuition. I just want to make sure that there's no confusion. I know there's been a lot of things with the Hope Scholarship.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that. Go ahead.
You know, throughout the news, we're a public school. And as a public school, we're free because that's what public schools are. So there's no tuition. There's no charge. We simply provide the same education that they can get down the road. We just provide that virtually.
And what do you say, and again, Cheryl, this could be for you as well, what do you say to those that would say, well, it's not the same as being in the classroom, or maybe they don't have the same socialization? Because that's always been, even before virtual schools, even with homeschooling, that had always been one of the stigmas, is that, well, they just don't get the socialization, things of that nature. And I'm sure you've heard that criticism in the past. Your response to that, Doug?
Well, I think that's really a decision that is best made by the parents and the student. Some socialization may not be positive for students. It may not be what is in their comfort zone. We have many different reasons as to why a student would want to enroll in a virtual school. And that's just the beautiful thing that our elected officials have provided, is a choice for kids, a choice for parents to choose how their child's going to be educated in a manner that best suits them.
Cheryl, you want to follow up on that?
Yes, I do. And I agree with everything Doug is saying, but one of the things that we're also going to be offering our kids are online clubs. We're really bringing in that. But we're also going to have in-person events in the different areas of the state if families want to attend, the field trips and parties in the park and things like that, to support our kids' socialization needs. And I just, you know, want to add in here, I was actually a virtual parent for several years, and I found that my son, who was an eighth and a ninth grader at the time, got way too much socialization because there were so many wonderful opportunities for him to participate in. So I think as a family, you can choose what you want to do to create that socialization experience for your child.
We're talking again with Doug Cipolletti and Cheryl Staley about virtual schooling here. You mentioned the Hope Scholarship, Doug. The Hope Scholarship has been in the news a lot lately, still unclear about exactly what's going to happen. But again, you said your system doesn't require the Hope Scholarship, right?
Absolutely correct. The Hope Scholarship is not a requirement to attend the West Virginia Virtual Academy.
So you have nothing to do with this, what happens in the court
system? No matter what happens, the West Virginia Virtual Academy is a public charter school that simply provides education virtually.
Okay, and again, this has been an eye-opener for me because this is when your folks reached out to me about coming on the show, I learned a lot here as well, so I appreciate that. Any final statements from either one of you, anything that we didn't cover? Go ahead, Doug, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so if anybody is interested, I want to make sure that we provide the website.
Absolutely.
Which is wvva.k12.com. The phone number is 304-807-9370, and we would be more than happy to answer any questions that a parent may have in terms of what a schedule looks like, what classes the students will be eligible to take, and we would love the opportunity to engage with your questions. Mm-hmm. to make sure that you feel comfortable. We are actively enrolling students, and so once again, it's wvva.k12.com. The phone number is 304-807-9370.
Cheryl, you want to follow up? Anything? Any closing words from you?
Absolutely. As a parent, and now, I was a STRIDE parent, and now as an administrator for the school, and also as a teacher at one point for the school, STRIDE really offers a wonderful education experience. The curriculum is top notch, and we have the benefit of all of our career exploration courses. So it's a really rich and diverse opportunity for kids, and I'm so proud to be a part of this, and I hope families will check us out and join us.
Well, certainly, guys, we thank you for being here, and we wish you both the best of luck with this program. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Doug Cipolletti and, again, Cheryl Staley. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Delegate Kayla Young is here. Quick reminder, the phone calls to 580 Live for services. Here's Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. And our texting service is provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. We're back after this from the Parmar Store Studio. It's 580 Live and a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses bring first-class businesses to your community.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicle vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for offer. See Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe, affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage. 866-GIVE-CAR.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside. But Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3355 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3355. Enjoy.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
925, Sears Monument Hotline. 304-345-5850 at Food Pharmacy. Text 304-935-5008. It's the final week for you to register to win 1,000 gallons of free gas. The WCHS Network of Stations, all of our sister stations, teaming up with Todd Judy Ford to give away 1,000 gallons of free gas. You can register at West Virginia Eye Consultants, Eddie's Tires, T&M Meats, Anytime Fitness of Elkview, all Charleston area Parmar stores, Freedom Smoke, The Bucket, Jim Strana Company, Simply Sweet Coffee and Donuts, and both locations of Todd Judy Ford. Plus, you can go online to the Todd Judy Ford Facebook page. The deadline to register, though, is this Sunday. Five finalists will be chosen to join us at Todd Judy Ford on Patrick Street on July 30th. And again, somebody is going to win 1,000 gallons of free gasoline. Brought to you by Todd Judy Ford and by us, WVRC Media. Caitlin Murphy serving as our producer today. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. Text says, Dave, did you read Brad McElhenney's article about the West Virginia Treasurer? This is a reference, by the way, to an article that is posted to WVMetroNews.com. Texture goes on to say, Wells Fargo summed up the West Virginia GOP's policies perfectly, quote, at best unclear and arbitrary and inconsistent. Actually, if we get time, I'm going to talk about the piece that Brad did at WVMetroNews.com. And I have reached out to State Treasurer Riley Moore's folks about possibly coming on the show as his schedule will allow over the next couple of days. Well, one person that we do have with us here today that we know for a fact is available. Well, that's our good friend, Delegate Kaylee Young. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good morning, Dave.
I am doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. It's my birthday, so this is perfect way to
get started. I was told that by someone in the office this morning that today was your birthday, so happy birthday to Kayla.
Would you
like Caitlin and I to sing?
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You don't want that. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You're spending at least a portion of your birthday with us. No cake or anything, but that's okay. All right, let's get to it. Serious stuff now. Following the leak a couple of months ago, it came as no surprise to people that Roe versus Wade was overturned or sent back to the states. You have been quite vocal about that decision. What were your feelings when you first heard about the decision?
I mean, I've been prepared. This is exactly what I expected. So I wasn't surprised, sad, but not surprised. now it comes back to us.
You say this is what you expected. I mean, how long have those expectations been in your head that this was going to happen at some point?
About 5 years, I'd say. Ever since Justice Kavanaugh was appointed, this has been a fear of mine and a lot of people across the country. So not a surprise.
Why do you term it as a fear of yours?
I don't want my rights taken away, my right to do have bodily autonomy and choose what I want for my own body. That's something I think should be between me and my doctor and not the government. So I hope that that's what we'll decide to do in the legislature if we take it up this upcoming special session, but we'll see.
Well, the current law on the books, which goes well back to the 1800s, and as I've stated on the show before when we talked about this, back in a time before there were pretty much facility-based health care was even a thing. I mean, at least as we know it today, most births, if they happen at home, say probably 90 to 95%, if not more, especially where we're from in rural America. Mm-hmm. But that law is still on the books. So now it goes back to the states, and you kind of referenced there a special session. Your thoughts on the law as it is, what do you think should happen?
So, like you said, that law's from Virginia's constitution in 1840.
But the one you're talking about, you're right.
Codified into West Virginia law in 1882. That's before women could own property or vote. So I think it's time that women in West Virginia have a say in this matter. When it comes back to special session, I think people on all sides of the aisle are wanting a special session on this issue just to get some clarity. We've heard from everybody that we just don't have clarity as to what exactly is going to happen, and people are having to make life-threatening decisions right now. So I think it's important that we get clarity for people in West Virginia. Regardless of what we decide that is, any clarity is going to be good here.
Again, we're talking with Delegate Kayla Young, and I got a phone call. We'll get to that phone call here in just a couple of moments. Now, as far as a special session, interims were already planned. You had those coming up anyway. There's been some back and forth as to whether it will be brought up at that time. One of the interesting things that I thought in doing some reading that and it may have been in the op-ed that was in the Gazette Mail this morning where they talked about the possibly some lawmakers may not want it brought up because there are some of you, including yourself, that are on the ballot and don't want to. You're one that I will say this, agree or disagree with you. You don't really care to say put out there what you think, and I think that's a good thing. But there are a lot of candidates on both sides of the aisle that may be a little bit hesitant to do that.
Sure.
And so for that reason, some have said either off the record or on the record that they don't really want that to be addressed in a special session.
I'm sure they don't. It's a pretty divisive issue, but I think that our constituents deserve to know where we stand on it, no matter where we are.
Do you think it will be brought up if you looked into your crystal ball?
I have looked into my crystal ball, and it's been a little cloudy. I don't know. I think it's a pretty political issue, and I think that the supermajority is worried that it's going to bring people on my side of the aisle out to vote, and I think they would be correct in that. So, I mean, I don't want it to happen because it's a political issue. I think it's about healthcare and getting people's rights. So I hope that we handle it because of that.
580 Live is brought to you in part by the Thornhill Auto Group. It's red, white, and vroom on the Thornhill Motor Mile. More vehicles, more lenders, more options, and more coverage now at Thornhill. Don't miss the red, white, and vroom sales. Shop anytime online, thornhillautomotive.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's the Jackal.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Thunderdome, Delegate.
Good morning.
Look, I think it's high time that the citizens of West Virginia and their rights aren't held hostage because some politicians worried about their job.
I agree.
You know what? If you can't do your job to the satisfaction of the voters, you don't deserve to have it. We need to have this special session to get this witch-burning law off our books. It's already clearly spelled out in the statute that women that have miscarriages can go to prison, and doctors that attempt to get rid of tubal pregnancies, if things don't work out in the surgery room and the patient dies on the table, the doctor's on the hook for murder one. This is ridiculous.
I hear you.
This needs to happen now. We don't need to wait. We don't need to wait on grandpappy governor to figure out what he wants to do. We don't need to wait on a Republican majority to figure out what they want to do. We need to have a law in West Virginia where having a miscarriage isn't a crime.
I agree with you completely.
All right. We appreciate your phone call as always. Thanks a lot. 28 minutes away from 10. Well, there's one for your side. There you go.
All right.
Let's knock out some text here. And again, when I got a hold of Kaylee yesterday, Delegate Young, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I asked her yesterday, I said, would you like to come on the show? That's, you know, again, you can agree, you can disagree with Delegate Young, like a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, but she's one that comes in here and she says, I'll take it. So let's go. Texas says, ask Ms. Young if she believes there should be any limits to abortion, like 15 to 20 weeks.
I personally do not agree with that. I know most of the legislature does, but no, I think it's health care. We don't put time limits on very many other health procedures, if any at all. So, no, I do not think there should be restrictions.
Texter says, having an abortion law without exceptions for rape and incest is just plain cruel. These are pregnancies created by violence to the mother.
I would agree with that. I would like to have as many rights as rapists do.
Let me see. Texter says, Dave, not all people want a special session. The law is good to go. Kayla is delusional. She just wants the option to murder babies.
I don't really want to murder anyone. I do think I've talked to people on both sides of the aisle, and I think we are all wanting a session to figure out what it is. We already know we're going to come in to talk about personal income tax and deal with some other things, so we'll see.
Tech says, if you think the West Virginia law on abortion is draconian, then so is the decision overturning Roe. Both are based on the concept of women's rights that existed in the 1800s.
That's fair. I agree with that.
Let me see. Text says, I'm just going to go home.
A lot of agreeing here today.
Just let you read the text.
Shocked.
Texture says, full-term abortion, ? I guess they're saying that you...
That's not a thing. That full-term abortion is not a thing that exists, period.
All right. Texture says, this is a reference to our previous caller. Anyone who refers to himself as Jackal, well, sanity is a good trait to have. Jackal, just wow. So that Chris then calls himself the Jackal. Texture says, what about the rights of children being killed? What does a delegate not acknowledge about their rights?
I think it's interesting when people say things like unborn, because does that just make all of us pre-dead? I respect everyone's personal opinions. I just think we should have the right to pick what we want for ourselves, period. I don't think this is killing anyone.
What, I guess, you and I are in the same basic age group. I'm much, much older than you are, but in the same basic age group. There was a time, and I was incorrect. I'm incorrect on a lot of things. You didn't have to agree with that, but I am incorrect on a lot of things, and I will say that growing up and having done talk radio, I always said that we just need to cool the brakes, that Roe v. Wade will never be overturned. Mm-hmm. That's what I said, and sure. I was more than wrong when I said that.
I think most people thought that.
And so for people that are on your side, were there maybe a feeling of complacency? Because there have always been battles over abortion, even well before Roe in 1973. There's been battles for, and, you know, we have the major... you know, marches on both sides and, you know, every year. But I think a lot of people, including myself, never thought that that would be a thing, that it would ever be overturned. And damned if it wasn't.
Yeah, I think we all thought it was settled law. And then there has been a feeling of complacency. You know, I like my side, but I'll call people out when they're wrong. And we had 20 years of being able to do something, or 50 years. We've had a lot of Democratic power over the past few decades federally. And, They could have codified it. They never did. I don't think this was ever really at the top of most people's radar.
Tech says miscarriages and abortions are not the same.
They're treated as such when it comes to insurance forms. And so doctors can be criminalized for miscarriages.
What do you think? One of the arguments, I guess, against abortion over the years, and when this has been debated in a public forum, has always been, it seems to be, well, you just got a bunch of old guys that are arguing over women's rights. Now, obviously, there are exceptions. And there are other females in position throughout the country. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's still, politics tends to still be, right or wrong, an old rich guy thing on both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely.
So I guess my question would be, in that respect, then, where do you see it happening now? Do you see any difference in opinions because since 1973, there were very few women in positions of political power anywhere in America.
That's right.
Now that's definitely changed. What's the difference between now and then, in your opinion?
Not many, quite frankly. We have a lot more women in power, but we're still fighting this fight. We still don't have enough. I think we have maybe 13 or 14 in the House of Delegates and, what, 3 in the Senate? There's not in the state legislature and federally, there's still not a ton. We just have the first female vice president for the first time ever. We still got a long way to go.
All right, let's go to the phones and let's talk to Brenda. You're on with Delegate Young. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Delegate, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Okay.
And I was in my 20s, a college student, before Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a nursing student. And I was in a large, well, I was at University of Virginia. And it was a large trauma center and teaching hospital. I saw college students either be maimed or die from illegal abortions.
Yep.
Abortions were rampant. You know, we'd just been through the 60s. You know, women were a lot freer as far as sex went. Birth control was still in its infancy. I saw college students who were basically butchered. And I saw very, very brave doctors who lied on these people, these kids' records.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to save their lives. And it took me a little while to figure out why all these women were suddenly having burst appendixes and suddenly having burst ovarian cysts until I realized these doctors didn't want these women arrested.
Yep.
If they lived.
Yeah.
So and they didn't want to ruin their careers. I know one that was a medical student. Several that were nursing students. Abortion has always been around, and it always will be. Rich men's mistresses will still get abortions, and they'll be safe. Poor women will still get them, and they won't be safe.
That's correct.
I thought we fought this battle. I thought we had moved on. We are going back to the 50s and 60s. And they weren't so pleasant in spite of what you hear on Leave It to Beaver.
No, thank you.
Brenda, we appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. Despite what you heard on Leave It to Beaver, they weren't such good days, apparently.
I mean, she's not wrong. That's a sad story, and it's very true. And I hope that that's not where we're headed, but it feels like it.
21 minutes away from 10. I only had you scheduled for one segment. Can you stick around for one more?
Of course.
All right. What's your birthday?
I'm thinking
it was going to be cake come through here. Delegate Kayla Young is with us, and we got a lot of text and phone calls to get to as well. Let me switch gears and talk about something related to something we can all agree on. That's football. It's back inside the huddle with Tony Caridi. If you're a Mountaineer fan, you got to join us Thursday, August the 4th at Ball Toyota's Event Center on Patrick Street starting at 5:30 for your chance to hang out with Tony and talk Mountaineer football. Tickets are $75. Table sponsorship for companies are available, and proceeds will benefit the United Way of Central West Virginia. If you need more information, visit UnitedWayCWV.org. It's brought to you by Charleston's, by the voice of Charleston, that is, 104.5, 96.5, and 580 WCHS. Back after this from the Parmar Store Studio, it's 580 Live and the voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for shopping locally.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for Thornhill. For all details.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by one of their 8 convenient locations in Elkview, Sissonville, Poca, Winfield, Glendenin, Spencer, Walton, and now Kanawha City, and let them become your community bank. Visit Poca Valley online at pocavalleybank.com to learn more about their personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Your Putnam County Assessor's Office is mandated to ensure your real estate is evaluated properly and fairly. This year, their field personnel will be in Buffalo, Eleanor, Poca, and Union District to revisit homeowners. They will be in marked vehicles and will have photo ID and business cards. Again, that's the Buffalo, Eleanor, Poca, and Union District areas. If you have any questions about this process, visit their website at PutnamCOAssessor.com. That's PutnamCOAssessor.com.
Are you feeling uneasy about recent stock market volatility? That may indicate it's time for a financial checkup. Volatility is an unavoidable feature of the market. Your portfolio should be designed to deal with the ups and downs of the market while giving you the peace of mind to live comfortably in retirement. Give me a call or book online today. Your no-cost, no-obligation financial checkup. Retire right with John Burdett, 4thAvenueFinancial.com.
Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and 4th Avenue Financial are unaffiliated entities.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
There you go. Little birthday music, courtesy of producer Caitlin Murphy. 9:43. If you're not satisfied with your current pharmacy, check out RX Bytel on the west side. Ask them about their RX Bypacks. Those are pre-filled pouch systems which divide your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Bytel on the west side. They are your neighborhood pharmacy. Delegate Kayla Young is here. Text from the Fruit Pharmacy text line. Denise Giardina's op-ed on abortion May 28th in the Charleston Gazette Mail completely rebukes Tony Hodge earlier op-ed on abortion a few days in the same paper. Well, that's why you have an opinion page, I guess, right?
So
you
that's
can
kind of right, yeah.
you can go back and forth. Texture says, ask her if she supports late-term abortion.
That's, once again, not a thing.
Not a thing. You addressed that earlier. At what week is the fetus a person?
When it's born.
Text says, okay, so we've addressed all those in the past. All right, so, you know, it's just the same thing over and over again, and so you've answered that. I mean, there's no sense in me reading the same basic idea over and over again because you've already answered it. So moving forward, the Attorney General has weighed in with the decision on what he thought, what his office, I should say, thought. Others have stepped forward as well. This past weekend, it was a rainy Saturday. Mm-hmm. There were quite a few people, about 100 or more, that showed up at a rally for abortion rights at the Capitol. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. I like when people go and protest anything. That's our civil right. Whether I agree with it or not, I'm happy they're out there doing it.
And it was part of a nationwide thing because there was a lot of a lot of protests nationwide. The polls have shown, even in West Virginia, that the majority of people support abortion rights with some restrictions.
Sure.
And anytime I say anything about the polls on the show, I always have people that text in and say, well, that's not the poll that I believe. And where did the poll come? Because that's just where we are as a society. We just don't believe anything right now. And that's another story for another time. but the majority of Americans do support reproductive rights abortion. I mean, even in West Virginia, they do. It was, you mentioned, we were talking during the break a couple of years ago, 2018.
There was an
amendment on the ballot. Talk about that.
So Amendment 1 basically said nothing in our state constitution guarantees the right to an abortion. It was a little wordier than that, but it was a midterm election constitutional amendment, first one a lot of us have had in a while. Mm-hmm. It did pass, so there is nothing in our state constitution that guarantees the right to an abortion. That still means that we're able to make the laws. It just means it is not your right. However, when that passed in 2018, people will say, people overwhelmingly supported Amendment 1. The fact of the matter is 16% of the population supported it. They voted for it. It was a midterm election. Voter turnout was very low. Not to say it didn't pass, because it did. Mm-hmm. Definitely passed, but it was a very low turnout. It was confusing to read. So I don't know that that accurately portrays where the state of West Virginia is. I have seen those polls that you mentioned that people do support reproductive health care.
It has been said on this show a couple of times by a couple of different people that if you were to put on the ballot a simple, and the thing about abortion is it's not simple.
Sure.
You know, it's never going to be. But if you put in a yes or no, do you support abortion? I've had people that have been on the show, mainly Republicans, that have said that the people of West Virginia would overwhelmingly vote no, that they do not support abortion.
I'd love to find out. Let's do it.
So I mean, you would have no problem with putting that on a ballot, simple yes or no?
I think ballot initiatives get convoluted, and they typically, it's who can spend the most money, almost always.
Welcome to politics.
Have a lot of them. Yeah, absolutely. It's why we don't have a lot of them in West Virginia. I mean, I think we elect people to make these laws for us, as we do. But, I mean, I have no problem with putting it on the ballot. I do think it is should be up to the people.
I mentioned the rally at the Capitol, and we have a phone call to get to over the weekend. Yeah. Rallies are held across the country. There have been protests at the homes of Supreme Court justices.
Sure.
There was on Twitter there, and I think several publications, including the Washington Post, reprinted this, where someone is basically in the restaurant business saying, if you see Judge Kavanaugh and Alito and a couple of the others dining, we will pay you $250 for a tip as to where they are dining. We saw at Morton Steakhouse in D.C. that Kavanaugh was having dinner. I don't know if it was his family or not, but he was out to dinner, and his dinner was interrupted because people were protesting at a restaurant. The people at Morton Steakhouse and then came out with a statement saying, regardless of political persuasion, we're not taking sides. There's no place for this. Now, many on the left have called for a boycott of the Morton Steakhouse chain because of this. Your thoughts, you said protesting in Charleston against the state capitol, you're fine with that. Your thought on people going to people's homes, Supreme Court justices, and protesting or interrupting meals or things of that nature?
I mean, it's not for me, but as long as people are doing legal things, they can do whatever they want, right? That's not my thing, but I'm certainly not going to do that. I mean, I've had people come up and interrupt my meals locally, and that's okay. I signed up for this, right? Anyone doing this has signed up for this. But I mean, I don't think people should. I don't know. That's not my thing, personally.
All right. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to Eddie. You're on with Delegate Young. Go ahead.
Yes, Ms. Young. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. You said a moment ago something that really bothered me. You said life begins when they're born. Well, let me tell you, I've had a daughter that was 1 pound, 3 ounces. And one grandson that was 1 pound, 9 ounces. Have you ever walked through a NICU?
I have. I had a niece that was born very early.
So they're not children yet?
No, they're alive. They're definitely children.
They are in the womb as well.
I
would have wished they stayed in the womb.
I would disagree with that, but I'm also not a medical professional.
You would disagree with what?
I believe that children are born when they're born.
So it's not a life until it comes out of the baby, until it comes out of the person.
I would agree, yes.
You are so, I hope we vote you out so bad, you will be gone. People in West Virginia do not think like you. Go to hell to California where you belong.
All right.
Okay.
All right. 10 minutes away from 10. I probably would say you would not be reaching out to that gentleman for your reelection campaign.
I will talk to anyone. Why? I need to talk to voters, period. We don't have to agree on everything.
Let me see. There was a story on NPR this morning. It says a text about a petition in Michigan to put a constitutional amendment about protecting abortion on the ballot. Would you support that? And that can be done in West Virginia. It's pretty much what was done in 2018.
Pretty much what was already done. Yeah, we could absolutely do it again. With the numbers in the legislature right now, that is incredibly unrealistic.
Text says, Dave, really? You have so many Democrats on the cry and whine, they cannot believe that they live in a red state. Either accept it, win elections, or change your politics, according to a texter. Texter says, protesting at the house at a house is illegal, according to a texter.
I think on someone's private property, yes, that is illegal, and I would not condone that behavior.
Texas Supreme Court justices ruled that the right to privacy isn't included in the Constitution. Why do they accept privacy when they take it away from others?
I wish I knew. I'm nervous about what Clarence Thomas said he wants to go after next, and that's exactly what I thought was going to happen.
Where do you think it will go next, in your opinion?
I hope it doesn't go to things like Obergefell and Loving and talking about contraception and interracial marriage and gay marriage. I think we should leave people alone for the most part.
Okay. Well, it's been fun having you on the show today.
I've had fun. I could do this all day.
Well, you want my job? You can have
No.
I do appreciate you taking time to be here, and happy birthday. And thanks. Again, when I saw your appearance on my buddy Mark Curtis's show over the weekend, and I had recorded it and watched it, and I thought you did a good job, and I reached out to you yesterday about coming on the show. And again, you can agree or you can disagree with Delegate Young or others that I have on the show from time to time. But trust me, I get just as much anger and other things toward Republicans I have on the show, too. See Greg Thomas. And Alan Witt back before that.
Sure.
But that's part of it. It's part of the discussion.
For sure. And I'm always happy to talk to my constituents. You can, guys, reach out to me. My cell phone number, I'm happy to give it out. I don't have to agree with people. I'd love to talk to whoever.
All right. Well, have a happy birthday.
Thanks.
And we'll talk again soon. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good.
Delegate Kayla Young, 8 minutes away from 10. Quick reminder here from the Charleston Dirty Birds. They're your hometown baseball team, Charleston professional baseball team. They're coming back home, as a matter of fact. They've been on the road up in Staten Island. Big things going on there. If you need more information about anything going on with the Dirty Birds, go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com. Charleston Dirty Birds, your hometown team. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at A Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family.
It's time for a celebration. It's Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Hey, it's Sydney inviting you to check out summer savings on our entire inventory at the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We've got your keys to summer with more vehicles, more lenders, more options, more coverage, more for your trade, and no payments for 90 days.
Plus available 0% APR on most new models.
It's a celebration of family fun and the 4th this summer with Thornhill Automotive.
No matter what summer adventure you have planned, we have the vehicles to get you there.
Don't miss Red, White, and Broom on the Thornhill Motor Mile.
Shop online anytime at thornhillautomotive.com.
With approved credit, must qualify for all for see Thornhill for all details.
The school year will be here before you know it. Get the year started off right with a back-to-school loan from Members Choice West Virginia Federal Credit Union.
Now through September 2nd, get all the school supplies that you need with a loan of up to $1,500. Rates as low as 6.99% and 10 months to pay back.
Take the stress out of school shopping and apply for a back-to-school loan today. Stop into 201 Ohio Avenue in Charleston or visit memberschoicewv.com.
Loans are subject to credit approval. Additional loan fees and restrictions may apply. Advertising of this promotion does not represent a loan approval or commitment to lend.
Did you know Greer Lime Company's products are used in a variety of environmental applications that impact your everyday life? For example, Greer's Quick Lime and Hydrated products are fundamental to the key processes in drinking water and wastewater treatment, and their high-calcium limestone, Quick Lime, and Hydrate products are used in the removal of acidic pollutants from power plant flue gases. Greer's products are also used in coal mines to treat acid mine drainage and as alkaline amendment. Learn more online at GreerLime.com.
When you're hungry, head to Local Pizza Favorites Pepperoni Grill and let them satisfy your cravings. Take a bite out of their low-carb cauliflower crust pizza, available in both small and large. Or grab a special featuring two large two-topping pizzas and a cheese spread to feed a family for only $20.99. And don't forget, Pepperoni Grill is not just pizza. They have delicious barbecue, including tasty pulled pork, ribs with all the fixings, and tasty West Virginia hot dogs. Visit Pepperoni Grill in Kanawha City today or order online at pepperonigrills.com.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
It is 5 away from 10, 580 Live, brought to you in part by Hudson's Pizza, where this month you can buy any regularly priced 18-inch pizza and get a 2-liter Pepsi at no additional charge. Visit hudsonspizza.com for complete details. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5850 at Fruit Pharmacy Text, 304-935-500. And you can follow me on Facebook, it's Dave Allen Radio, also Twitter, at DaveA70. Caitlin Murphy is our producer today. Text says, what Delegate Young just said does not support science. Children are alive in the womb. This is one of the things that I guess she and I would have to disagree on, is the fact that if I respect her opinion, even though I don't agree with it, she says that they're not born till they're born, then why do we spend so much time telling women, you know, don't smoke while you're pregnant, don't drink while you're pregnant, and things of that nature. So I will just say that. Text says, Dave, if you get in public service, you should expect public interaction. Don't do it if you don't like the publicity. Text says, Dave, what is your take on January 6th special committee revelations by the Republican witnesses so far? Exactly what I thought they would be. That's all I can say. They're exactly what I thought they would be. Quick reminder that you never have to miss an episode of 580 Live, much as you'd probably like to sometime. Go to WCHSnetwork.com/580Live for subscription options, past shows, etc. Or you can search 580 Live with Dave Allen for your favorite podcasting service, from your favorite podcasting services. Texture says, as a born and raised Californian, I resent the guy telling her to go to California. California is full of Trump-loving theocrats, probably more than West Virginia has population, according to a text. Did you see the ads that Governor Newsom is running in California, urging people from Florida to move to California? He's saw those featured over the weekend on one of the news shows. So Governor Newsom is running ads, basically running them on Florida television, saying that if you're tired of your rights, your liberty being trampled, come to California. Which I think, with all due respect, that Governor DeSantis could also run those same ads in California, you know, saying you need to come here. Maybe they just need to do a swap. I don't know. Texture says, under Jewish law, human life begins at birth. I suppose all those of the Jewish faith should go back to California, where the hell they belong. The question of when life begins is a moral and religious issue that can't be decided by any branch of government. Texture says, I was at the rally Saturday in the rain. There were more than 600 people there, women and men, closer to 1,000. I was not there. I saw the pictures posted on our sites and also the television news coverage of it. Didn't look to me like there were that many people there. But again, I wasn't there, so I will take the texter's word for it. Texter says, call or go to hell to California. I wonder why people from everywhere else views West Virginian as backwards rednecks. No hope for growth in our state until lots of people die, according to a texter. Texter said, what exactly did you think they would be? Oh, on the Republican. Well, I mean, you know, I've made no secret about the way that I felt about January 6th on this show. I think Trump could have done a heck of a lot more to stop it. I think Trump could have stopped it with a couple of words, the insurrection, the riot, whatever you want to call it, and he chose not to. So I lost a whole lot of respect for former President Trump that day. And I think that as a Republican Party, the sooner we can get by, and I'm speaking as a conservative card-carrying member of the Republican Party, the sooner we can get beyond Donald Trump, the better off we will be. Interesting, let me just throw this in here. It's a poll, because, you know, I love to talk about it. And it had to do with the president's and the president's approval rating, which is, you know, President Biden's approval rating basically is non-existent right now. Biden's approval rating now sits about 33%, which is pretty much the lowest that Trump's were at one point. If you put Harris against Trump in a matchup, then Harris polls much lower than what Biden does against Trump. So, interesting. All right. We got to go. Thank you so much to all of our participants today, the folks from the West Virginia Virtual Academy, Delegate Kayla Young as well. Coming up tomorrow, Ashley Offer-Glanz for the Putnam County Chamber of Commerce is going to join us, and we're going to talk about their Dress for Success program and some other special guests on the show tomorrow as well. Happy the news coming up. Have yourself a great Tuesday. For our producer, Caitlin Murphy, thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have fun and love somebody.
WCHSAM 96.5 FM Charleston, 104.5 Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.